Evangelization is one of the most uncomfortable words for most Catholics. That word triggers thoughts of people coming to our door asking us if we've heard the good news, or people that come up to us and, have you been saved? Do you know your personal Savior, Jesus Christ? Those types of experiences usually come to mind when we think of that. Or we might think of folks who stand on street corners with big signs or do large demonstrations, and then we get kind of turned off because, oh, that's not me. That's a little too much. I can remember a lot of demonstrations when I was at UW-Milwaukee where you had these more fundamentalist Christians. They weren't Catholics, although many students thought they were Catholics, and they had these megaphones and would yell all sorts of different things. Only 144,000 are saved, and then get mad, and there's all these kind of back and forth kind of dramatic scenes. And sometimes that's what comes to mind when we think of evangelization. They make us uncomfortable, and those thoughts maybe even make us fearful. I think most problematic is that those thoughts turn us off to our own prophetic calling through our baptism. Yet, when you look at really the last five popes, they've all put a great emphasis on what's called the new evangelization. And in fact, that term's been around long enough that I don't know how new it is anymore. But that's kind of what we talk about in terms of preaching the gospel, is new evangelization. It calls each of us to first deepen our faith, to believe the gospel message, and then go forth and preach that gospel. It calls on all of us to be evangelized and then to go and evangelize. In a sense, it's a renewal of our relationship with Jesus Christ so that we can then help others have a relationship with Jesus. What I would ask you to do for the next few moments is whatever preconceived notions you have of what it means to evangelize, preach the gospel, talk about faith, whatever you want to call it, to put those out of your mind. Maybe even put past experience out of mind. Have a clean slate as we reflect on what it means to be an evangelist. You've heard me preach over the last, I suppose, few months, really, about the importance of preaching the gospel in our daily lives and how important it is for our world to hear that gospel message. And that point is especially evident in our scriptures this weekend. First, looking further at that definition of a new evangelization, I want you to notice the order that it's defined. First, it's a call to deepen our own faith. It starts with us and our heart. Then, believe the gospel message, the truth of what Jesus says. And then is when we go out. I think some of our fears is that we don't feel equipped or somehow don't feel worthy or faithful enough to go out, and that's one of the barriers we put up. I don't know what I'm doing. I can't go out and evangelize. That's not me. You're the priest. You do it. But the reality is it's a call for all of us. Remembering that evangelization starts with our own heart first. We have to bolster our own faith. We have to be convicted of gospel truths before we can tell others about it. After all, we can't give what we don't have. And that's why it's always so important to remain focused on how we live our faith and how we're striving for holiness, because that can directly impact the people we minister to. It affects our families, our friends, the whole church as the body of Christ. And when it comes to whatever fears we may have, faith is always the best medicine. It doesn't always mean it's an immediate cure or that the fears are going to disappear, but it does mean that we are going to have the courage of the Holy Spirit to face those fears. To that point, let's look at St. Paul. Here you have a guy who was the top persecutor of Christians. He did everything he could to eliminate those early Christians. And then he has a powerful encounter with Jesus. And from there is called to be an apostle. But it wasn't just in that moment with the flip of a switch that Paul was then ready to evangelize. He too learned from the apostles. He grew in his own faith. He discerned what that encounter with Jesus really meant. He looked to his own heart first before going out. St. Paul, in our second reading, clearly states that his life is centered on evangelization. He came to know that's what Jesus wanted of him. He said, "If I preach the gospel, there is no reason for me to boast, for an obligation has been imposed on me, and woe to me if I do not preach it." Paul knows very well what God is asking of him. Paul knows that he's needed by God, and there are many people who are in need of the gospel, who need to be introduced to Jesus. Paul also says, "To the weak I became weak, to win over the weak. I have become all things to all, to save at least some." In other words, no one is beyond reach. No one 2,000 years ago, none of us today, and no one 2,000 years from now. The gospel is good for everyone. And there is no human soul with whom Paul wouldn't preach the gospel or share the gospel. He dedicated his life to do as much as he could for God's people. And none of this, of course, done for glory or power or any sort of prestige or recognition. He made himself a slave for all, for the sake of our salvation. So again, thinking of evangelization then with a clear head, a kind of a clean slate, putting aside some of those stereotypes, I tell you that a lot of those images we have, it doesn't have to be that way. We don't have to stand on the street corner or be that public. Now, we might want to, and that's all well and good. We know of plenty of rosary marches, the March for Life, all sorts of different public events that are very good. Not saying that. But if that's not where we feel called or not something we're comfortable with, that doesn't mean we don't still evangelize or that we shouldn't evangelize. Because evangelization starts with our own heart. And it starts with deepening our own faith and looking at our own actions. And so for the parents who are here, your first job is to evangelize your children, to teach them about Jesus, to teach them about the gospel, and about how to live moral lives. The more you have a relationship with Jesus, and the more convicted you are in the truth of the gospel, then the more your kids will be too. I think of all the teachers and our staff here in our school, and how every day they live lives setting example for our kids in ways of the faith. That's evangelization. Or even think of when your coworker on a Monday morning asks how your weekend went. Do you ever mention that you went to Mass as one of the things you did? Or do you, I don't want to say anything. Do you ever share what you liked or, for that matter, didn't like in a homily? I'm not going to be offended. I say what you want. But do you ever think to share those types of faith experiences in just the everyday conversations, as just part of who you are? These are the basic and everyday kind of ways that we can begin to fulfill the same obligation Paul speaks of, and that's to preach the gospel. Our opportunities to do so are going to vary. We're all in different states in life. We have different vocations. My opportunities to preach the gospel are more formal here. Yours in the workplace or at home, all are different. But that's the beauty of the church, is that when we all do this together, we can reach all the corners of the earth. That's why it's our collective responsibility. It is the call of every baptized Christian to evangelize. It's not just those who are ordained or who spend a lot of time in the church. It has to be everybody, because our world needs it desperately. A few weeks ago, I challenged us for 1 week. I don't remember which masses I had when I said this, so maybe you didn't hear it. But I challenged all of us for 1 week that when we woke up in the morning, the first thing we should do is say, "Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will." Before we look at our phone, before we get out of bed, to surrender the day first and foremost right out of the gate. Well, today I have a little twist on that challenge, and that is to say, "Here I am, Lord. Who help me bring someone to you." And to focus on the people and the daily events that happen as opportunities. To see that the people that are placed in front of us in any given situation isn't really a coincidence, because with the Holy Spirit there are no coincidences, but rather opportunities to be Christ to that person, opportunities to evangelize. And again, it doesn't mean that we're going to say, hey, have you heard about Jesus? Let me tell you, let's open up a Bible. You might do that at some point, but it's through our kindness, through the smile that we offer another person, through just the attention we give and the acknowledgement of that person. That's how we start to evangelize. That's where the seeds are planted. Then it takes off from there. It's our manner of life. It's how we hold up to the gospel truth. And it's the conversations that come up that help lead others to Jesus and how we evangelize. And so, perhaps that then can be our prayer for this week. To look very intentionally at the people in our lives, and especially those random encounters that happen throughout a day, and to think, how can I evangelize? How can I preach the gospel? For woe to us if we do not preach the gospel.